This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. This is What's on Your Mind, and we want to know. Ladies and gentlemen, give us a ring at 800-228-0550. That's our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. That's studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503. You can text me at 701-367-2054. Brought to you this hour by our friends at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. You can fill up in Bismarck Mandan and just head east on 94 and find them in Valley City. Beautiful new location under construction as we speak there. Castleton, West Fargo, Fargo, of course, into Moorhead, down to Dilworth if you keep going east, up to Grafton, and a couple of locations in Arthur, then I think I mentioned Castleton already, didn't I? Yeah, I believe I did. Up to Bemidji, down to Wahpeton, PetroServe USA, and now the Valley Dairy Stores in Grand Forks are part of the PetroServe USA family as well. Best column rolls ever. Oh, man. Had one of those, maybe even more than one of those, over the Christmas holiday. Thanks to my father-in-law taking a little trip to Valley Dairy. Very, very good. Good stuff. Yes. Anyway, so, and of course, the 4 for $4 deal is the Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, the 20-ounce drink, and the two cookies, four items for $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA. I'll be live at the inauguration of Donald Trump tomorrow and Friday on What's on Your Mind. Tomorrow, we just rounded up a bunch of folks that were headed out there, so we'll encourage your comments on the big day. Of course, Friday itself is going to be pretty exciting because 11 a.m. our time, at least in Central Time, we haven't got on 1 o'clock yet. Have we, Todd? I think we're working on that. But 11 a.m. Central on Friday is when the actual, you know, inauguration takes place. So we're going to be coming to you literally, you know, well, who knows? This is going to be just kind of, you know, we'll be amongst them. We'll be able to give you live first-hand reports from the crowd, and we'll see if there's any of those professional protesters tackling us or anything like that. So we'll be right there in the middle of it tomorrow. We've asked a lot of folks that are from North Dakota that are heading out to join us on the program and talk about their travels and coming out there as well. So we'll have a lot of fun. We did catch up with General Al Dorman from the North Dakota National Guard to ask specifically about some of these media reports about this new apparatus that's being used at the some in the protest community are claiming is, you know, device that can shoot down drones, you know, a missile launcher that is not armed with any missiles. My understanding is it's a surveillance device, which I think would be appropriate given the amount of times that the protesters have broken their agreement to stay off of the bridge, that they have some kind of device there to keep tabs on what's going on and watch on it. But anyway, we'll get you the facts on that tomorrow. I made it into a Fox News piece and becoming the issue du jour on social media, as they're very good at stirring things up. So have we got any off-air calls we didn't get to? I've got a bunch of texts that I haven't gotten to from last hour, Todd, but any off-air calls?
Nope.
Okay.
Not
and
at this point.
If you have any other questions or comments, you can please give us a call, 800-228-0550. Someone is just emailed a note to say, please mention this resolution if you talk about the sexual orientation and gender anti-discrimination bills that are being looked at. The North Dakota Republican Party passed a resolution in opposition to the bill, which is being debated again in the legislature. Remember Senate Bill 2279? You know, not often do I remember the name of bill numbers or to most people, but that one has become such a political animal. It has been introduced in a number of legislative settings, and it is not passed, and it has been introduced again for one very important reason. Politics, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, politics. So the bill really was designed, in my mind, for politics, to try and, you know, make it unpalatable for people to support in the legislature, and therefore give the Democrats an opportunity to say, see those heartless, awful, terrible Republicans, they won't even do this. So it's all kind of a game. And I guess if I were a Democrat, I would think, you know, this isn't really working out too well for us. Our numbers are down again. We're not winning. So maybe we ought to try a different approach, but they just kind of keep on trying the same thing. I think that's called insanity, isn't it? Repeating the same behavior and expecting a different outcome. I don't know, but I didn't say they were insane. Never mind. So anyway, this resolution on this is pretty clear and probably appropriate given this debate has come up again. And it simply says, I'm going to try and get rid of the whereases and just get you the meat and potatoes of this resolution. Sexual orientation and gender identity bills do not contain provisions whereby individuals who make the claim to be opposite or other than their biological gender shall be prohibited from entering facilities designated for use by members who are biologically the opposite sex. The bills seek to pacify those made uncomfortable as a result of their gender dysphoria by compromising the potential comfort and safety of an untold number of innocent individuals. The bills do not provide means to test the veracity of the claimant who identifies as other than his or her biological gender. The bills open the door for non-gender individuals to exploit the opportunity to enter opposite-sex facilities for purposes other than those for which they were designed, which may be impossible to detect or identify with any certainty. And that's one that we, you know, every parent would say, look, should a male who identifies as a female have the ability to say, I'm going to choose my gender and therefore I'll be going into the girls' locker room. Thank you very much. This is what happens with these things. The bills grant protection to voyeurs who wish to prey on members of the opposite sex. They're explaining their opposition to this. Proponents of the bills ask us to abandon basic biological principle and accepting that sexual orientation is a genetic trait, but gender is not. Proponents of the bills have failed to demonstrate that the issue is even an issue, let alone a pressing issue warranting remediation. Who wrote that one? You like that one? Listen to this, Todd. Proponents of the bills have failed to demonstrate that the issue is even an issue.
Well, you can't call something an issue if you're going to say it's not an issue.
Right. You've got to demonstrate it's an issue.
I think it's an important issue or a big issue, but it is an issue, or
an
you
issue.
Wouldn't call it an issue.
Yeah. This resolution says proponents of bills have failed to demonstrate that the issue is even an issue, let alone a pressing issue warranting remediation. Proponents of the bills routinely advance the false narrative that they just want the same rights and protections you already have. Every right and protection enshrined in statute applies to every North Dakotan equally. There's no legal remedy against suffering discrimination as a result of the heterosexuality of any given subject. That's an important one because nobody is saying, the heck with your rights. They're saying we all have rights, and that every right and protection in the statute it applies to every North Dakotan equally. The laws are there. This is politics. Back to the resolution. The Republican Party of North Dakota does not advocate discrimination born of hatred for one's fellow man. Good point. Good thing to put in here. Right of conscience is paramount and should not be infringed to pacify a vocal minority. Another good point. The Republican Party of North Dakota recognizes the arbitrary discrimination is best sorted out in the free market, which is invariably unforgiving in instances of unwarranted discrimination. Therefore, be it resolved, the Republican Party of North Dakota opposes the passage of legislation which adds sexual orientation and gender identity to our century code as protected classes on the grounds it creates a host of problems without solving a single one. Creates a host of problems without solving a single one. Most resolutions are a lot of gobbledygook. That's pretty darn good. Pretty straightforward there. Texter on the Democrats boycotting the inauguration. How many are up for re-election in the midterm? Have not heard any news source talk about this. How do you feel this will affect these elected officials? I saw an analysis, forget where, of the districts, most of them Hillary Clinton districts, very safe Democratic districts. That's at least when the number was 40. It's grown to 60 now. But my bet is, to answer your question, no worries there. No worries there. Lynn from Minot says, after all the low-life, low-down, dishonest things the Democratic Party has done to not only itself but to the American people, I cannot believe Trump hasn't thrown up his hands and moved to Canada. Who would ever want to go through the resistance he and his family have endured? Texture, do you know if Prairie Nights Casino got sold to Shooting Star in Manoman? I heard that the other day. Also, what is a number to call representatives in Senate and Congress in North Dakota? I live in Burley County. Really good website, nd.gov. You can find the legislators that represent you and all of their contact information. That'd be the way to go there. I have a little book here. I can give you the info, too. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming machinery and land auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Wild Rose, New England, Hillsboro, Watford City, Cheyenne, McCluskey, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional cropland auctions in Wells, Dickey, and Grand Forks counties in North Dakota, and cropland auctions in Clay, Norman, and Becker counties in Minnesota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
PetroServe USA, the folks that connect North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And you get choice and savings at the pump every day. Head on into the store and take advantage of some great specials all month long. Godiva chocolate bars, I can't say no, 89 cents each. King size Milky Way, Snickers, Twix, and M&M's, 89 cents each. The Kellogg's protein bars, $1.09 each. And the Deli Express smoked ham, cheese, chuck wagon, chicken, and Swiss, $1.99 each. Great sandwiches. And, of course, all day, every day. The PetroServe USA famous special, four items for $4. Hot stuff, personal pan pizza, 20-ounce drink, and two cookies. Those great homemade cookies at PetroServe USA. Four items for $4 all day, every day. The best buys in apparel anywhere and so much more. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Find them in Bismarck, Mandan, Fargo, Moorhead, West Fargo, too, Dilworth, Bemidji, up to Grafton, and Valley Dairy and Grand Forks. East Grand Forks is part of the PetroServe USA family, too, now.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
I was just waiting for Todd to play the call that came in during the break there. I'm just,
Good morning. They asked, the media asked Trump about what he thought about all the Democrats boycotting his inauguration, and he replied, he says, well, that's okay. He says, we need the tickets because there's going to be a lot of people that want to be there. So, you know, what the heck? Who wants a bunch of socialists to be there anyway? They didn't do nothing for us. Have a good day. I thought it was pretty good.
I saw that was with Ainsley from Fox and Friends. Actually, he said, well, you know, if they're boycotting, are they going to give us the tickets? Because we need the tickets. So I think he, you know, the media expects him to say, you know, that's too bad, and I really wish he'd, you know, they'd rethink that, and we'd like to have him there. And he says, no, I need the tickets. It's just vintage Trump all the way. Just does what he does. Texture says, Donald Trump was elected to do the job that a president is supposed to do. This idea of him trying to babysit Democrats is idiotic. Really, people, let him do his job, and when things start going well, let the country heal by itself. Thank you. Another texture, I didn't hear anything about healing in the last 8 years when they were in power. Now the Democrats got smoked in the election, so it's time for healing? I don't think so. All right. What do you think? 800-228-0550. Point of View with Chris Berg is something you can watch on your television, KX4, 630 in eastern North Dakota and western Minnesota, or 1030 each weekday evening on West Dakota Fox for western North Dakota, online at povnow.tv. Hello, Chris Berg. How are you?
I'm doing outstanding. I've got to imagine you're pretty excited knowing that you're heading out to D.C. to take in this historical inauguration, my friend.
It will be fun. Yeah, it really will. I tell you, honestly, I'm going there so we can provide some coverage and let people know what's going on. But the best place to watch an inaugural is probably in the comfort of your own home in front of a big old TV set, to tell you the truth, because there's so many moving parts to it. You know, I mean, you got the actual inaugural itself. You have this sea of people in the Capitol, and it's not like you're going into an auditorium and sitting in a seat and watching something. I mean, it's like, even with good seats, you're like, okay, yeah, that's the color of his hair. I think that's him. Hand on the Bible. You know, you're massive amount of people, and but it's something to say you're at. I was at both of the Bush inaugurals, and you're witnessing history, so that part's good. But don't feel like if you're not there, you're missing on anything really, really big.
What thanks for making me feel better.
Yeah, okay. Anything for you. So we've been talking a little bit about healing. Front page of the USA Today got me today, you know, and they're sort of mocking him, which we've come to expect from the media. But I was more curious from our audience. Do you want healing? Do you feel like you're just tired of this? You know, I mean, there was a very contentious election, and now we have a president. Now let's just and people are just like, I don't get the sense people, you know, they just want him to get on with it. What is your sense on whether or not we as a country need healing?
I mean, what do you mean specifically? I think that could obviously constitute a lot of things. I mean, at the end of the day, I think you're
should
last
Trump
caller,
be a healer? Should he be a healer? Should he be, singing Kumbaya and trying to, every time, somebody goes off the rails, that he tries to patch it up and get him on his team? Or should he just go do what he's going to do?
Just go do what he's going to do. I mean, at the end of the day, we've been talking about this now on my show and your show yesterday, is that go do what you said you're going to do. I mean, that's the thing that I think so many people, let's be honest, that's why Trump got elected. People were sick of Mitch McConnell standing up and going, well, we can't do this because we don't have the presidency, or whether it was Boehner or Ryan or whoever saying, yeah, we're going to get rid of Obamacare, and then they would do these fake votes like for 150 times. Well, now they finally did it, since they've got the presidency. Go do it. Go build a wall. Go work with urban America and get people back to work. I mean, vet these refugees better. I mean, if you do those things, and this is obviously a pun, but it's not, we're going to make America great again. And I just think that's what people are looking for. When you start putting that kind of plan in place and executing those things and good things start happening for people, you're going to see a change of heart for people. And what are the Democrats going to do? Let's be honest. This is a huge mistake, what John Lewis said with these other, I don't know how many it is now, 40 people that aren't going to attend his inauguration. Because, oh, by the way, over the last 8 years, as you sat there and talked about how great things are going, you've lost over 1,000 seats when it comes to state houses, governorships, all these things. People are not buying what you're selling.
Yeah, that's why I think, keep doing what you're doing. Now, this is not working. This is not selling with the American people. So the idea that somehow Trump's the bad guy and Trump needs to be kinder and gentler and everything else. Look, you know, I think Trump was elected. Trump was elected for one reason. People want a fighter to stand up for what they believe in, and they've not had one on the Republican side for too long. They got one, and so they're with him. And, you know, I'd like it if he'd be a little more on the, you know, kinder, gentler side, honestly, and still accomplish the same things. But $20 trillion in debt isn't kind and gentle either. A Supreme Court that shreds the Constitution is not kinder and gentler. A healthcare system being fundamentally destroyed by a bunch of big government-loving bureaucrats isn't kinder and gentler, and higher premiums and everything that come with that. So, you know, give me a break.
Yeah, but, I mean, if you're going to talk about debt, when they repeal Obamacare, this latest resolution takes our debt to $29 trillion. That's not kinder and gentler either. But here's the thing I want to say, because the one thing, and I talked about this after the election, is that the Democrats, I think, really believe that identity politics was the future. That was how they were going to go out and win these races. And I'm sure you remember Van Jones on CNN going, oh, this election, this was a whitewash election. And I came out the next day, I said, no, this was not a whitewash election. This was a greenwash election. People are sick and tired of going out there and working harder and working longer and looking at their bank accounts realizing that, you know what, I got more months than I do money. This doesn't work for me in the quote-unquote American dream. And that, to me, when Trump can start working on rural America and getting money back in, you know, blue-collar people's pockets, I honestly believe, Scott, and I've said this now for quite some time, and I don't know how you feel about this, but if we see black unemployment go down, median income go down for black American, he starts to co-op urban America, the Democrat Party could be the Whig Party of the 1800s.
You tonight, sir, have Rick Becker on the program. What are you talking to Representative Rick Becker about?
We're going to be talking about this budget situation. I know you, I'm sure, talked about HB 1130, this assessment, if you will, on senior citizens. As we all know, Becker ran for governor as well against Doug Burgum during that campaign. Now Governor Burgum said, I'm not going to raise fees, I'm not going to raise taxes. So we'll get Representative Becker's take on that, and if Doug Burgum is going to be able to keep that pledge or promise or not. Plus, today there's a hearing on one of Representative Becker's bills about the Renaissance Zone, and you probably knew this, Scott. I didn't, but apparently the greater handout in these Renaissance Zones isn't the property tax handout, it's the income tax handout. So he's proposing a bill to eliminate that quote-unquote Renaissance Zone income tax handout.
Yeah, state income tax. You get credit on your state
corporate
income
or
tax.
State income tax, yes.
Yeah. So that'll be interesting to watch as well. And of course, the interesting thing about Rick Becker is he has property in a Renaissance Zone, but doesn't take advantage of the program. So that was interesting. Thanks a bunch, Chris. We'll chat with you tomorrow from D.C.
Travel safe, my friend.
You got it. All right, folks. President Obama tweeting about the Dakota Access Pipeline situation. Tell you about that coming up.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. Winter months have the most crashes and pose unique safety risks and hazards for drivers. This week's Safety Minute features Kelly Leavitt, a major with the Burley County Sheriff's Department, giving tips to keep you safe this winter season.
It's surprising how many cars you'll see during a period of blowing snow or fog, just any type of limited visibility where they're driving without headlights. And so I think that's probably the two things people can do to protect themselves. Slow down and make yourself more visible to the other drivers on the roadway. Be careful. Slow down. If you don't have to drive during adverse weather, stay home. Nobody's life is worth getting someplace. So just monitor what's going on with the weather and follow that speed limit.
For more winter driving safety tips, go to www.ndsc.org/home and community. That's ndsc.org.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room.
Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate,
Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Glad to have you along today on the program. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. You can text Todd or I at 701-226-8503. I have to get caught up on the text. Take a few more of your calls. Lots going on. Hey, I do want to tell you about the Cowgirls and Conservation Fund. It's a plan for Watford City, McKenzie County Soil Conservation District's 5th Annual Women's Event at the Rough Rider Center, that beautiful new facility in one of my favorite cities on earth, Watford City. Social and craft shows at 5. The dinner is at 6. Take a break from the common and experience a bit of the extraordinary right there in McKenzie County. The rugged adventure of exploring the backcountry trails, the quest for the, you know, just beautiful, rich culture and history of the region in the North Dakota. The possibilities for enjoying McKenzie County are about as endless as the night skies. You can check them out at tourism.mckenziecounty.net for more information on all the things to do, and mark the Cowgirls and Conservation Celebration for January 27th on your calendar. Look forward to getting back up there very soon to see my good friends in Watford City. Let's go to Jeff in, speaking of Watford City, Jeff's calling from Watford City. What's on your mind, Jeff?
All right, Scott. Yeah, just a couple of quick things. For these people like Congressman Lewis who are going to boycott the inauguration, Trump should remind them of Obama's comments shortly after he was elected when he told Republicans that they need to just shut up and get to the back of the bus. And then another comment just about the DAPL protesters. I saw a news story on one of the television local channels the other day. They interviewed two of the protesters. One was a teenage boy. The other one was a young gal. I don't think she was a teenager, but she was pretty young. And both of these two told the interviewer that they had essentially given up everything. The boy had dropped out of high school, moved away from his family, moved up here to be with the protesters, had absolutely nothing to his name, no future, no nothing. The gal, same thing. She quit her job, she left her family, she moved up here. Now, I guess the thing that struck me is how in the hell do we ever combat thinking like that? It's almost a religious fervor, or these people have been brainwashed. And how do you deprogram people who believe this fervently that we're destroying the environment?
No, I don't know. I don't, because some people, no matter what you say, are going to believe what they're going to believe. Right? So, you know, other than, I mean, I wouldn't give up trying ever. But you know, I would also recognize that some people you're never going to, you're never going to move. But,
you know, it reminded me somewhat of people who commit you know, at an early age to enter the priesthood or you know, commit to some kind of a religious mission of some kind. But the main difference, though, is that in those cases, they have a support network. You know, if you're going to go into the priesthood, you've got your church behind you. If you're going on a mission somewhere, you've got the mission organization supporting you. These people fell for it hook, line, and sinker, though. They committed to going out chasing this religion with absolutely no support network beneath them.
Yeah, very interesting point, Jeff. It just, that's that level of logic. You just have to say, really? You know, I don't know. And there is that element. How about these professional protesters that, some of whom have this zealotry of, and hatred directed at infrastructure projects. They just go from place to place to place and live out of a car over a cause like that. It's just, it causes you to scratch your head. There's a odd religion of global warming there that doesn't consider a lot of the facts. That is very bizarre. Good points, Jeff. Appreciate your call. Texter says, Scott, for you and that caller, Harold, earlier, that 5% care assessment was brought forward by the Long-Term Care Association upon being told that funding would not be restored without them bringing a plan forward to help with costs. Though many don't agree with it, this method is used in, I believe, 42 other states. I don't know if people understand the impact budget cuts have had on long-term care facilities. Remember, these facilities don't have many avenues to cut costs. Most are set by law. And sadly, the main thing could be that can be cut is wages and benefits. There are facilities looking at seven-figure cuts. Some will have to close. Promise a robust debate on that next week after the inaugural right here. All right, so I want to share with you a little bit of news that we're following. There will be another court hearing today on what the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is trying to do and the Obama administration is trying to do literally at the 11th hour of their leaving. And they have telegraphed this on Twitter, believe it or not, using that to announce their intent to begin a process of an environmental impact statement for the Dakota Access Pipeline. Back when the permit was denied, that's what they said they were going to do, kick off this environmental impact statement. Mind you, previously that had been considered and rejected. So this was all politics by the administration. And they have to put out a public notice for an EIS on this first, okay, and then get it going, okay? So Dakota Access has been anticipating that this would come, so they went into court and filed a motion, basically saying it's an emergency, asking for an emergency hearing on this event, knowing that this action was about to be undertaken. So they filed an emergency request for a temporary restraining order against the Corps action. And incidentally, we have a lot of sources that tell us that career and military staff in the Army Corps of Engineers are totally against what's being done here by the Obama administration. So this is the administration going rogue, and career folks, military staff in the Corps object to it. So now an emergency hearing has been scheduled for today on this emergency filing. And my understanding, and sources tell me, that the judge has said there will likely be a bench ruling, and the judge could potentially determine that nothing material has changed on the previous ruling. Mind you, this judge has had this before, looked at everything, said they've done everything right. They held these hearings. Here's what the judge reviewed all of it. The best defense of Dakota Access in this whole thing is an Obama-appointed judge. His name is Boasberg. His ruling back in September, 58 pages, chapter and verse, going through every allegation and answering them. A judge, a third party, independent, going through all of it. So a lot of folks believe that he will determine that nothing material has changed, even though they are trying the 11th hour initiation of the environmental impact statement. And so that action could then be rescinded. Obviously then the Trump administration is handed that. And if they are able to, rescind the executive order that came from the administration on this, that would allow construction to begin. So I will know more after the hearing, but that today could be the beginning of the end for all of the legal wrangling that the administration has been doing. So anyway, that hearing has not received, for some reason, a lot of news that's happening today, or maybe even that the administration was trying to do this 11th hour maneuver. I guess this story that they announced on social media, their intent to begin the process of the environmental impact statement, was in the Williston Herald. So some reporting of it, but not a lot. So wanted to give you an update on that front. Okay, last chance to get your comments in here on anything at 800-228-0550. A bunch of texts that have been pouring in. I'd sure like to believe that a good number of the liberal constituents, one texter writes, have a bit more common sense and respect for the election process than the whiners in Congress that are choosing not to attend the inauguration. Your thoughts? I think it's actions like that that turned the sensible Democrats away from their own party this year. Obviously, the far left doesn't live within reality, but that many people can't be unbelievably ignorant, can they? Yeah, good point. I think there's a fringe in the Democratic Party. It's sort of be the Bernie Sanders way out there wing. Keith Ellison in Minnesota, Al Franken. And they keep thinking that going more hard left is going to bring them there. I'm with you. I think the vast majority of people out in the real world, it's not going to be the case. Texter says, since the protesters make stuff up, I will too. That National Guard vehicle is carrying a full automatic laser-guided mind manipulator.
Okay.
Yeah. We're getting you some facts on that, but that's the latest boogeyman of the week from the protesters.
It's like a new feature, the boogeyman of the week. It's time for the...
They've had a lot of them, Todd. Water cannon's another boogeyman. Yeah, water cannon.
Where do you get one?
A water cannon?
Yeah.
Well, see, in that case, that was very creative because they just called a fire hose that was there to put out a fire they started,
right.
A water cannon.
Right. I understand.
So you just changed the name of something that did. And, I mean, you could
but
see
it's
pictures
so easy
of
to debunk it because it's not like we got 12 laying around North Dakota. When do we ever use a water cannon? Where's the nearest water cannon?
I don't know. But I have a hard time believing this is all just sort of dumb luck, innocent kind of...
water cannon got driven through Bismarck Mandan to get down to Southern Morgan County. Don't you think a few people would have, like, shot pictures of it on social media and stuff? Hey, look what's coming through town.
You know, look, it's the again, I don't think any of it's by accident. I think they just use these words very carefully, very specifically, very intentionally to try and stir up what ends up being really just a lot of fundraising online. That's how they do it.
Let's see. GoFundMe's getting called Go Fraud Me now.
There
many people.
There should be. Texter says, I think Obama said it best after his election. The liberals can come along for the ride, but they have to sit in the back. I don't remember him saying exactly that. But my emailer, my definition of healing would be an attorney general that enforces the laws. Approval of the DAPL pipeline and the Keystone pipeline and the appointment of conservative Supreme Court justices that will support life in the Second Amendment. Go ahead, sing kumbaya while he's doing these things for all I care. But that's my definition of healing. Another one has a definition of healing. It may not be the same definition as the liberal media or the Hollywood elite. I really don't care what they think. You know, that's a good point. Since we're redefining water cannons, I guess we have to redefine healing through this too, don't we? Congressman Lewis can be added to the long list of far-left liberals being the definition of hypocrisy. There you go. All right, good comments, one and all. Thank you. Lots of news today, lots of things to cover. Inauguration coverage tomorrow on What's on Your Mind. One more segment to go. We're going to talk about another of the charities you might want to consider for a gift when your donations are doubled on Giving Hearts Day. Come on.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morkin of Castleton. Soybean producers interested in intensive soybean management should attend one of five Getting It Right meetings scheduled in North Dakota. North Dakota State University Extension representatives will discuss soybean research and 2016 production issues. Meeting dates and locations are Thursday, January 5th from 9:30 to 3:30 at the Lignite Community Center in Lignite, Tuesday, January 24th from 10 until 3 at the Masonic Lodge Meeting Hall in Candu, Wednesday, January 25th from 10 until 3 at the Cobblestone Inn in East Botno, Thursday, January 26th from 10 until 3 at the Memorial Hall in Washburn, Friday, January 27th from 10 until 3 at Downtowner Banquet Room in Napoleon. For more information, contact NDSU Extension agronomist Dr. Hans Kandahl at 701-231-8135.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
One of the greatest memories I have of my grandfather, Adam, is leaning over a pool table and having a blast. That's what we did on holidays. And the greatest gift ever was that pool table. Olhausen is the name in pool tables, and Vince is here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Why is Olhausen the best?
Well, it's made in the United States, 100%, in Portland, Tennessee. Every table goes in a tree and comes out a unique piece of furniture designed for you and your family.
I love that Carson Wentz has one with a bison logo on it.
Yeah, we can do it right on the table itself, on the felt. We can totally have Olhausen customize any pool table, and that's why Olhausen's the best. Also, we talk about AccuFast cushion. The rails will never go dead. It's a one-of-a-kind lifetime warranty on best playing, best built, only in America pool table. It's Olhausen or nothing.
And for a limited time, receive no interest, no payments for a year. Play now, pay later. Bubble hockey, air hockey, darts, foosball, pool tables at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Back on What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program of the Northern Plains, live in Washington, D.C. for the inauguration of President Donald J. Trump. Tomorrow, we're going to catch up with some folks that are visiting the nation's capital for that historic event from North Dakota. Gene Nicholas. Gene was a longtime member of the state legislature and leadership in North Dakota, a big ag leader. And he's been to a lot of inaugurals. Whenever I would go to an inaugural, I would always find Gene because I'd have the most fun. That's for sure. We're going to talk with Danita Bai, from Stanley. So we got Gene Nicholas from Canada. We got Danita Bai from Stanley. We got Shane Gettle, now of Bismarck, formerly of Earl Stanley. But Shane is, of course, the national committeeman. So Shane will be there. Ben Koppelman, state legislator from West Fargo. Kelly Armstrong, Senator Armstrong, of course, from Dickinson and chair of the Republican Party in North Dakota. And also, we're going to talk with Governor Doug Burgum, who will be at the inauguration as well. So a lot of guests tomorrow. Looking forward to that live from there. So join us for that. All right, our next guest is Sister Mary Louise from St. Gerard's Community of Care in Hankinson, North Dakota. They are one of the organizations that you can help on Giving Hearts Day, the most generous day in North Dakota, coming up on the 9th of February. Sister, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Just great, and happy to be on your program.
We're glad to have you on our program. Thank you so much. Can you tell me what makes St. Gerard's Community of Care different from any other nursing home?
Yes, St. Gerard's is a Catholic-based family with a mission of service in Jesus' name, which honors the elderly and regards every moment of life as sacred. Our residents matter, and we are very appreciative of their lives and their history.
You know, there is great history, rich history, that goes back a long time of sisters caring for, providing health care, providing, senior care, providing education. So you're living a long tradition, aren't you?
Yes, we are, and we're very happy to be a part of that long tradition.
So Giving Hearts Day, coming up on February 9th, how does that day help what you do with St. Gerard's in Hankinson?
Well, Giving Hearts Day has helped us immensely and has allowed St. Gerard's to realize so many wonderful things that would not have been possible without the generosity and the graciousness of our wonderful families, our friends, and the caring people of our community. It helps us to, it's helped us in some great projects, updating, remodeling, and also helped us a great deal in the installation of our sprinkler system some years back.
I mentioned earlier, Giving Hearts Day is the most generous day of the year.
Yes, it
Thursday,
is.
February 9th, mark that on your calendar, and Dakota Medical Foundation, Impact Foundation, Alex Stern Family Foundation all come together, and in addition to the giving that happens on that day that is matched in many cases, which is a multiplier for these organizations, these entities, Dakota Medical and Impact Foundation and Alex Stern Family Foundation, also help all the charities become exceptional charities and really help them do what they do even better. So it's a great organization. If you want to find out more about what will happen on February 9th, connect up with St. Gerard's. You go to givingheartsday.org, and you can donate, you can volunteer, and, of course, Sister would love it if you would read a little bit more about St. Gerard's Community of Care there in Hankinson and get all set for the big day. But you can find lots of charities there as well. And also this year they have a neat little campaign going, hashtag Go Matchy Matchy. For Giving Hearts 17, because they're trying to double the amount of donors that give on this day. So if you go matchy-matchy, you get a friend or two to go matchy-matchy with you. See, so you say, I've done this before, and I'd love for you to do it as well. And it's kind of a fun social media campaign that is underway. $8.3 million raised so far now, and all of it at Work Improving Health, stocking pantry shelves for the hungry, providing shelter for the homeless, funding great arts performances, providing mentors for at-risk kids, and in other countless ways, making life richer for everyone in the region. And one would have a hard time arguing that, anybody does much more good than they do at St. Gerard's Community of Care in Hankinson, because they're in good hands. Anything else you want to tell our listeners before we let you go, Sister Mary Louise?
Yes, I do. You had asked me what makes St. Gerard's Community of Care different from any other nursing home. I want to add yet that we are also the only nursing home in the entire state of North Dakota that has maintained a perfect 5-star rating since the federal government created that rating system in 2008.
All right. Well, there is a lot of reasons, folks, and you heard a few on why the help is needed, and now you know a little bit more about the good work they do at St. Gerard's Community of Care in Hankinson.
And Sister one Mary- more thing, Scott, is that you? I'm sure you know that our facilities were cut. So we this year more than ever, we need a great, great turnout for Giving Hearts Day. We absolutely are working hard to get some of those funds restored, but we don't know where that will go at this point. So that's another urgent need.
GivingHeartsDay.org, St. Gerard's Community of Care in Hankinson. Thank you, Sister Mary Louise. We appreciate you. God bless you.
Thank you, and God bless you, too.
We are out of time, my friends. God bless you, and thank you for listening to What's On Your Mind. See you tomorrow from D.C. Scott Hill here to save you money with my friends at Titan Outlet Store. A 2012 John Deere 9360R tractor, 2,445 hours, 360 horsepower. It's a beauty. Luxury cab, and guess what? 100% money-back guarantee. That's right. There's guaranteed iron at outlet prices. And here is the best part. Take 11% off your best price right now. Take 11% off your best price. Call them. 218-233-3700. Online at TitanOutletStore.com. TitanOutletStore.com.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mixes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mixes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendeman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free. So call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau. Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.